Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind by dialing in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Bring up whatever you want. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Sam.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features for free at freetalklive.com, so enjoy all those on us. We'll start right into your phone calls, and that's some pretty outrageous. We got stuff breaking here in the studio all over the place. Then we'll have some pretty outrageous some news out of the Bank of America situation. It's crazy. We'll get to that here in a moment. But first, to Jason in Oregon. Jason, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello there.
Hi.
Hey, what's on your mind?
I'm actually glad Sam's there tonight. I think he'll find this very interesting. But earlier in the week, you had the lady call in about the long-distance healer somewhere in Great Britain, where you dial, I don't know, he cures burns over the phone. And Guard had said, you know, he would have appreciated more if she presented the story as simply like, this is an amazing thing. You know, he does it for free. Take a look at this. And I have a similar story, which I think is amazing, that'll really intrigue you. And it's a great testament to the power of positive thinking on a massive scale.
Okay.
There's a lady in India that many call a saint who I've been seeing. I visit when she travels to America since I was a little kid. And her name's Amaji, or Amritanandamayi. Amaji translates to mother. And what she's been covered in major media organizations, you know, around the world for decades now, and she hugs people. She will literally sit.
I've heard of her.
I'm sorry?
Sorry to interrupt. I have heard of her. Go ahead and tell our listeners more about what she does. Go ahead.
Yeah, so, like, especially in countries like India, anyone can see her for free, but especially in countries like India with huge populations, she will literally sit and hug and individually bless tens of thousands of people without moving from her seat for more than 24 hours, sometimes multiple days. And I consider myself quite a skeptic, a very reasonable person. Having been raised in an environment with this lady, not that I believe in healing per se, but the amazing energy surrounding her is just mind-boggling. And the fact that all her money that she earns, all the profit that she earns from her work internationally, all goes towards humanitarian aid around the world. She builds colleges, schools, women's centers, hospitals in India. She helps with disaster relief in every area of the world. And it's just a fascinating story, which makes me think about, you know, when I hear the lady calling about the long-distance healing, well, I don't know if there's any credence to her story. I definitely have experience of that power of positive thought.
So for you, you would say you describe what surrounds her as a positive energy?
Yeah, well, it's Hindu-based, and I don't prescribe to Hinduism really necessarily, but what they claim, what her devotees claim, is that during she embodies a divine being, or like not really a divine being, but a divine energy when she does these things, which I'm not so sure I buy. But I know dozens and dozens, if not hundreds, of people who have been profoundly affected by her. And it, you know, it's changed their life for the better. Not to mention people who claim they've been healed by her.
Yeah, and the same was true for Edgar Cayce. And apparently, there's a guy in I think the Philippines who apparently can put his hand inside people's body and slosh around and pull stuff out.
Yeah, that's a big scam.
Yeah, I've read about that guy too.
Okay.
Yeah, at a Penn and Teller show, how that particular scam is done. It's basically a magic trick. Yeah.
Okay.
And Casey's interesting case. Johnson was sending me some stuff about him. Not to say that just because somebody's wrong means they can't be right in other ways, mm-hmm. but he made all kinds of silly predictions about how Atlantis was going to rise again and stuff like that.
Yeah. Now, one of his backers.
She's pretty down to earth, which is why I can get behind her, being not a real spiritual or religious person, and why even now I still go out of my way to see her when I have a chance. in
so she comes to the United States?
Yeah, she does. She does a world tour every single year, and wherever she goes, you can go see her for free. She has free public nights. She also does. You can attend like weekend courses where they do meditation, and you know, basically kind of Eastern meditation practices and yoga and stuff. And you pay for that, knowing that all the money goes towards humanitarian efforts. Kind of sort of a program for rich Westerners when she's in, you know, third world kind of. Further out countries, China and India, those programs aren't necessarily how she runs things. But anyone can see her for free, and she travels around the world every year.
And you just basically people stand in line for an opportunity to hug her, right? I mean, that's pretty much it.
Yeah, it's like nothing you've ever seen. Like, it's really amazing.
I think a hug can go a long way for people, and I think it's kind of a testament to how maybe hug-deprived people are. Like, they're not getting enough hugs in their personal life, so they have to go and see... What was her name again?
You could call her Amma, or Amachi for short, which basically Amma. Just means mother.
Okay.
But her longer name is Amritanandamayi. And, you know, there's claims that when she was a child, she turned water to milk and all this stuff. And you know, the kind of devout Hindus who follow her have all these claims about her divine origin, which, you know, again, I don't necessarily buy. I just think maybe like Edward Casey, she just has sort of this intense personal energy that, you know, that draws people to her, and she uses it for good.
Thanks for sharing that with us. Is there anything else you want to talk about?
No, not really. Just keep up the good work about keeping positive energy alive and collective to speak down.
Thank you for the call, Jason.
Don't worry, Jason. They'll be calling you a quack on the BBS tonight.
Yes, they will.
Toll-free number is 800-259-9231.
I never realized I was such an insane boob until I read the BBS.
Well, they're all so much more rational and logical than we are.
And they spend a lot of time there.
Toll-free number is 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. There's a lot of grousing that goes on there about how Free Talk Live is eschewing science. You guys don't care about science, and da-da-da-da-da. And that's not true. I have an appreciation for science. It's just that I think that some in science, not all, I don't want to group everybody together, but some scientists are, you know, easily swayed by grant money and things like that, and I don't think they're all holy, you know?
Can I jump into an analogy about that? Meg came up with this one, and it kind of explains the difference. Science uses the tools of the powers of observations, things that it can measure and repeat in order to come up with a hypothesis. Thank you, and test it, and then see what the results are. Well, they're using the powers that we have of perception. So take that back a level and think of a 2D world that exists on a piece of paper.
Mm-hmm.
If I were to take a pencil and stick it in the middle of the piece of paper, how would the entities in the 2D world describe the pencil?
They wouldn't be able to really describe it except for some sort of line that appeared, right?
Some sort of blob. But yeah. It doesn't mean that the pencil doesn't exist. It just means that they're not comprehending or understanding what it is that's happened to them.
Yeah.
So I think there are a lot of things that, you know, may exist beyond what we can perceive, what we understand at this point, that science sits there and tries to explain, just like the characters trying to explain the pencil, only seeing the tip of it. I think it's the same thing, and with time we'll gain greater understanding of how the universe works.
That's an excellent analogy.
I don't know about the old the whole spiritual world thing. Part of me, the skeptic in me, says, you know, show me this you know, whatever it is, this God, this supernatural force, this ability to to draw water out of the ground or turn whatever it is, show me. The other half of me says, you know, I feel empowered by a certain set of belief systems. If I don't know whether it's a religion that I have or whether it's just a belief in positive thinking or what it is. But I know that my life became better when I began to actively attempt to look at things from an empowered and positive standpoint.
Let's come back and talk more about that empowerment and belief and science. 800-259-9231. We'd love to have your thoughts as well at 800-259-9231. Or bring up whatever's on your mind. You can take control of the airwaves. That's why we call it Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
When the electricity goes out, how will you boil water, cook dinner, light your home, or get news reports? Most families are not prepared for even the shortest power outage due to hurricanes, tornadoes, ice storms, and so on. But you can prepare your family for emergencies and not spend a lot doing it with the amazing products from Carol Stove. CarolStove.com is a family preparedness website that has everything you will need in the event of emergency at big discounts. Kerosene stoves, lanterns, emergency radios, water filters, LED flashlights, and even an oven for baking. CarolStove.com is the largest selection of kerosene stoves on the internet. They've even put together two family emergency kits at big discounts that include everything you'll need for the next extended blackout. With CarolStove.com's family emergency kits, you'll be able to cook, bake, light your home, make safe drinking water, and hear the news. And you'll be surprised how little you'll spend on Carol Stove's incredible products. For example, our most popular single burner stove starts at only $58. See our complete line of quality stoves and ovens at CarolStove.com. That's K-E-R-O-Stove.com. Keep cooking with CarolStove.com.
Okay, yeah, I'm ready. Okay, yeah. Stop that. Oh, you're killing me. Okay. They want me to dress up like Santa. My thoughts? What's this gonna prove? They want to remind you about the holiday special. So here it is. Buy a month's supply of Life Change Tea and get 2 extra weeks free. Get some free tea in the holiday spree. Oh my goodness. Lose weight and don't become the size of Santa. Oh, who wrote this? Buy 1 month, get 2 weeks free. That's the best sale of the year. So go to getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. Come on, new people. 928-308-0408. And all of you that have ordered the tea, thank you for this year. We love you guys. Yeah, we know. You love us too.
For the past year, you've heard about GardenInACan.com right here on GCN. GardenInACan.com is your source for premium non-hybrid and non-genetically modified seeds. Each order includes 16 carefully selected varieties made specifically for both spring and fall, giving you an extended growing season. You'll receive approximately 18,000 seeds, giving you the ability to plant a crisis garden of up to 2/3 of an acre. Every order is hermetically sealed to lock in freshness and sealed again in a large metal can for the ultimate protection, giving you a shelf life of up to 10 years. For a limited time, while supplies last, GardenInACan.com is having a sale. Order your Garden in a Can for only $49.95. That's right, $49.95. If you have a preparedness plan and it does not include long-term storable garden seeds, this is the best time to acquire your seeds. Take advantage of this great offer and order now. Visit GardenInACan.com. That's GardenInACan.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves if you dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Sam.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are free on the site, so enjoy those, including the bulletin board system. You can get interactive with all kinds of different people, and it's all free over at bbs.freetalklive.com. There are over 500,000 posts for you to search through. That's bbs.freetalklive.com.
gold.freetalklive.com. You want to get great deals on gold and silver? You want to make it easy? Go to gold.freetalklive.com, and you'll find some selections, because there's a lot of gold and silver out there. It can be hard to figure out what it is you might want to be purchasing.
Right. It's a deep rabbit hole when it comes to gold and silver. Excuse me, is that an MS-30 Mercury silver dime in 1913? I don't know. None of these coins are really intended for collector's purposes. They're intended for the gold and silver that's in them, and that's the reason you would buy them.
And the prices are right. Plus, when you buy through gold.freetalklive.com, Free Talk Live will benefit, and the network that we're on, the Genesis Communications Network, that helps get us on over 60 radio stations around the country, will also benefit, because they own, or Midas Resources owns GCN, so you're buying, you're getting the gold and silver you're looking for at a great deal, and we're benefiting as well. So everybody wins. Gold.freetalklive.com. In fact, board operator, I think there's a mic open and on your side in the studio or something like that. I hear some audio there. Just as a heads up, we're going to continue and take your phone calls. You're welcome to comment on all things religious or whatever you want, science, etc. Mike is on the line, or anything else. Mike in Georgia, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello there. Mike, Georgia, you are on the air. Going once. Mike in Georgia, going twice. He's gone. Let's try enemy of the state in Michigan. You are on Free Talk Live. Hello, enemy of the state.
Good evening, gentlemen.
What's on your mind tonight?
I was calling to catch up on last week. I'm a little bit behind on the podcast catching up, but the concept of rights. And Kurt from Michigan gave you a call last week that was an excellent call where he, I'm going to try to update a little bit here, he challenged the idea that do you feel love? And then he said, prove it, right? Because the idea is that generally the meme on the show lately has been rights don't exist because they're not something tangible.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Are you with me?
Yeah.
Okay. Kurt did a really good job there. He left it a little bit short. I'd like to pick up on that a little bit and kind of point out the idea that, well, there's an excellent article that I think would clear up a lot of the confusion here. It's written by Skarmig on StrikeTheRoot.com.
Okay, can you summarize it?
Yeah, Skarmig basically, he outlines a functional definition of rights. So rights exist in your mind. They are, and he uses the example of you're walking down a sidewalk, and with each step you take, you claim a space, and each step you leave behind, you relinquish a space, right? So as you're walking down that sidewalk, you are claiming the right to be in that space at that time. And when you walk towards someone and they, you see this conflict coming up where they're claiming space and you're claiming space, and you resolve it quickly through that little dance we like to do often where where you see some guy coming toward that space and you're moving there and you're in a small conflict, and then you resolve it by offstepping each other, changing your course or whatnot. What it means is that rights are within the individual, that it's what you claim, and that it's to be negotiated with others, and that it's you demand that your rights are being respected by others, right? That you may come up to a circumstance where there's a person who doesn't respect your right, the mm-hmm. one who might instead of sidestepping or whatnot, we'll just walk right into you if you don't get out of the way.
Right. So wouldn't you say that for that person, the one who doesn't respect rights, for that person, rights don't exist?
Well, for him they do, because he's claiming the right to that space regardless of anybody else's concern.
But the same concept of rights don't exist in that he doesn't believe in your rights. He believes in his right to everything that you have.
Right. And so that's right. Where so, we can kind of... Go ahead.
I was just going to say, this, again, my point has always been that rights don't exist. Certainly they don't exist tangibly. Everybody can agree to that. And that all they are is an agreement. It's a good agreement. It's one that people should...
But it's not even a clear one. And I, likely the four people here can come to a pretty close agreement on what is right and what is wrong. But therefore, what are one's rights? But I'm still a little skeptical in this whole right to travel. I don't think that we in this room entirely agree.
Well, the government people would certainly disagree with us on what rights people have.
Sure, absolutely, because government is a complete infringement upon individual rights.
So then would you agree then that rights are nothing more than an agreement between men and women?
Yeah, it's a functional agreement. It's something that you are constantly moving forth. And one of the ideas of voluntarism that you guys often advance is that conflict is most commonly easily resolved between individuals. Conflict, like if you're talking about the conflict of claiming space walking down a sidewalk, for 99.9% of the individuals, there's no conflict. It's easily resolved. We look at each other, we negotiate through the way we move our body, and we sidestep.
For the sociopath, on the other hand, it's not so easy.
Right. So the sociopath is the exception to the norm, and most of them go into government anyway. So,
and in a world where people had really, truly had the right to protect themselves and therefore, you know, wear arms and things like that, I think that people would be less likely to be this sociopath that, you know, would sort of refuse to get out of the way on a sidewalk and things like that.
True.
Sidearms take care of people like that relatively quickly.
I like what you said about, you know, in the beginning of the call about love, and what Kurt brought up is, we'll prove it if it exists. I don't think that love exists. I think it's something that we can create in every moment. And I think rights are kind of along the same parallel to that. If you believe you have rights, that's something that you can create. Now, there are a lot of people who would agree on a common set of rights, and I think that's what you guys are discussing here.
Yeah. So if an individual claims a right, it's very easily resolved by human interaction.
Mm-hmm.
And over time, we've developed a common understanding of, you know, especially through ideas like the non-aggression principle and whatnot, of what rights are, what's
no, that's not true. I mean, to some extent it is, in that most people are respectful of other people's personal space and property and all that, but I wouldn't say it's a common understanding, because as has been pointed out, some people believe in a right to health care, and other people believe in rights that we may not necessarily all agree.
I'd say most people don't believe in the rights that I believe in.
Yeah,
especially when it comes to looking at the institution called government.
I think it could be useful to get people together who agree on a similar set of rights, and I think to some extent that's what's happening here in New Hampshire with the Free State Project. And I thank you for your thoughts tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231, because deliberately bringing people together of the same mindset, who generally will come to an agreement on things like rights, could be very, very useful in that hopefully it will help influence others to understand that, no, you don't have a right to health care, because that means you have a right to someone else's labor, and it's a different kind of right entirely. More coming up here. You can bring up anything. It's Free Talk Live.
This is an emergency alert. People don't die of H1N1 infection. They die from system-wide intoxication and toxic shock. Doctors call it the cytokine storm following infection and immune hyperstimulation. Vaccines with immune stimulants or toxic drugs chemicalize your body, adding to your death risk. Prevent death and reverse diseases from infections, vaccinations, and drug toxicity. Call this number to get my free special report about the flu and what to do to save lives, maybe even your own. I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. Order Zeolite, the world's most powerful broad-spectrum detoxifier, immune system guard, and vaccine cleanse. Avoid vaccinations and drugs. Use Zeolite and OxySilver Hydrosol instead to detox and de-germ your body. Stop the shock of toxicity and preventable deaths. Call 1-888-KO-GERMS. That's 1-888-KO-GERMS. Or visit zeolife.net and oxysilver.net and order your free report and package special.
Special Roast Hemp Coffee from hempusa.org. Our coffee grows in the dense volcanic-rich soil, herbicide and pesticide-free, in the high altitudes of Guatemala, in conditions that are ideal for the natural growth of this high-quality coffee. Try our mellow cup of coffee that is ground and roasted with 25% hemp seed from Canada, with a wonderful nutty flavor that contains 18% protein, our roasters bring out a unique flavor that make this the best cup of coffee you'll ever have. Try our new special roast hemp coffee from hempusa.org and wake up your brain without the jitters. Our customers look forward to their next cup of hemp coffee. Visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. And see if you'll change your mind about drinking coffee again. Taste the difference. Feel the difference at hempusa.org today.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our family's health are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind. Dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Sam.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are totally free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. You like the show? Want to help support Free Talk Live? You can become an amplifier for as little as $3 a month. Now, what we do is we take that money in, reinvest it into the show, and get on more radio stations around the country, bring more internet listeners on board, and expose new people to the ideas of freedom. So we're putting that money back to work. It's not going out to paychecks or anything like that. Head over to amp.freetalklive.com, get signed up, and you'll get access to perks like the amp-only call-in lines, amp-only forum, and more. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. As we continue with your phone calls about whatever you want, it's Josh in Louisiana. Josh, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, sir. I listen to y'all's show. I'm a truck driver.
Excellent.
But y'all was talking about, freedoms and all of that. I was wondering if y'all knew what was going on with Michael Savage or if y'all knew anything about it and what y'all thought about it.
Well,
are you talking about him not being able to go into Great Britain?
Oh, yes, sir.
Didn't they lift that restriction? I believe they did.
That's what I've heard.
Yeah. Not that I really care about Michael Savage. He is a sicko. He's an advocate of violence. He is he's sick. Michael Savage is a really bad man, from
but
what I can tell.
I don't think
I know y'all wouldn't like him or anything. It's just the whole point of the freedom of speech and the Hillary Clinton not standing behind him.
Right. I think that he should have the right to travel to Great Britain. If I advocate the right, his right to come to the United States, and I advocate his right to go to Great Britain, I think he should have that freedom. I'm with Ian on this. I'm not real fond of his stances on things, especially blowing up people in foreign countries. But you know, that's here nor there. I think that he has the right to travel, unrestricted. I also have of the opinion that he probably got a great deal of mileage out of it. It was something wonderful for his career.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he got a lot of publicity.
I
mean,
I wish they'd ban me.
Front page
on
the Drudge
Report. A lot bigger.
Right. So does that answer your question?
Yes, sir. Thanks.
Anything else you want to talk about tonight?
That'd be it.
Thank you, Josh. Appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. Savage is, he's our competition.
It's really, and you can hear it, from me especially. Most areas in life, I can play a racquetball game with you and I can win or lose and I'm fine with it. I can play a game of chess and win or lose and I'm fine with it. When it comes to business, I do not lose. And that's just the way it is. I'm very competitive and you can probably hear it in my voice when I talk about Michael Savage. You know, he's my competition. I can't like him.
Well, I mean, that's not... I don't think there's anything wrong with having friendly competition. I think that's certainly possible. There are other liberty-oriented podcasts on the Internet, and Michael Savage is our competition in the radio world in that we're on at the same time as he is, I think. He might be shifted off by an hour, but a couple of his hours of his show run over top of two of our hours, and so we're in direct competition in that time slot. But on the Internet, Mark, I mean, we're competing for people's space on their iPods and things like that. But yet at the same time, we're more than happy to promote other great shows. I mean, we talk about Sam. We talk about your Obscured Truth Network at obscuredtruth.com. We talk about some other shows. The Liberty Radio Network is something I created to bring liberty-oriented podcasts all into the same Internet stream. So on Liberty Radio Network, we've got other shows like Wheels Off Liberty. Actually, they're off the air until the end of the month. But we've got other great liberty-oriented shows, Freedom Main Radio, the Lou Rockwell podcast.
Complete Liberty
is excellent. And I have no problem promoting those guys because, well, it's beneficial in that the message of freedom will be spread. And Free Talk Live isn't the right show for everybody. There may be people out there that are listening to this that, you know, they might not like you or me, Mark. And, you know, they might not like the interaction between us. Maybe they'd rather hear somebody doing more of a monologue or whatever their preferences are. I'd much rather direct them in a way that can get them the content that they're looking for with the liberty-oriented theme than have them not listen to anything at all. I don't think I hate all competitors or anything like that. I welcome.
Did I use the word hate?
No, you didn't use the word hate. But
yeah, it's not really in my lexicon.
You seem kind of nasty towards the idea.
You know, there's no advantage there with Michael Savage as far as liberty.
No, not at all.
Doesn't really enter into the equation much at all. So
he's one of those fear mongers.
Not that advantage.
He's a fear monger. Like we were talking about
language, cultures, and borders.
Right,
culture and borders.
Right, as we were talking about last night with this obsession that certain people have, the white Protestant males have with the idea that they're losing their culture. Well, Michael Savage is one of the primary promoters of that whole concept of, the Mexicans are coming here and they're going to ruin everything. So he's a bad, bad man. Anyway, it'll be a lot of fun when we finally surpass his total of affiliates. That I think will be
a
big win.
He's got a lot of affiliates, man. It's going to be a little while, but
he's got hundreds of them.
Yeah, he's got a real anger management problem. I think he's probably more likely to have an aneurysm before we hit his kind of numbers.
Whatever it takes. we'll certainly outlast him.
Well, that's the one thing that Free Talk Live can basically make the claim against everybody else on the radio right now. When you look at the other big radio shows, they're mostly in their late 50s and early 60s.
Yeah, old white guys.
And, we don't have... I'm 38. You're 28, right?
29.
Okay, whatever.
Yeah.
I just thought you were here. Never mind. I don't know what my age is, generally. So we're going to be here for a while.
Toll-free number here, 800-259-9231. Sam, have you ever heard the Savage character? You've been kind of quiet on this.
No, I haven't. I've catch a little bit of Limbaugh, a little bit of Glenn Beck, but I don't think I've heard much of Savage.
Well, his real name, as I understand it, is Michael Wiener.
Yes.
So he changed his name to...
Dr. Michael Wiener.
Whatever. He changed his name to Michael Savage for an air name. So it gives you an idea of his personality, right? He's very angry.
He used to be the general, too.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So he was.
Even though he's never been in the military? Or has he?
That's my understanding. Yeah, he has not. He certainly hasn't been a general.
Wow. All right. We'll continue here. Tom is on the line in Utah. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Tom.
Thank you. I have to tell you, this is a little refreshing because I've been listening a lot to the monologues that seem to run a lot through the day, and it's really nice to get a group or get a program where I actually can expand my understanding by hearing the ideas and perceptions of of all kinds of people.
Thank you. That's part of the fun of Free Talk Live. You don't have to listen to the same jackball every night.
Now expand our understanding.
We get two on this show, sometimes three.
Well, I'm really pleased, and I see from your website that you have pretty good coverage, and I am concerned. I feel like I'm kind of a bearer of bad news to many people, but I would rather be the bearer of bad news that will save their life than to not have them know at all. I probably should have talked to you a little bit before, but I had a family contact me two winters ago with a deathly ill child.
Mm.
They were 140 miles away from me, and I was entangled with, citizen lobbying up at my legislature. So, and I didn't have a vehicle available, so it took me a few days to see this family. When I saw the family, you know, just a brief story on them, they looked like they were warned over death. The state was accusing them of neglect and abuse because they had a deathly ill child or infant.
Hmm.
Three more days later, I went by and I was able to drive to their home, which was quite rural.
And are you a doctor, or what is your role?
I used to work in pathology. They didn't call me for medical advice. They called me because they were being threatened by the state.
Hmm.
The state was going to take the child away from them, and they were being prosecuted or persecuted. Both word works. But they were told, or they were accused by the community and the medical profession and the legal profession of that community of being abusive or negligent with that child. When I went to their home, I found that they were living in a manufactured or a mobile-type home. That home literally was poisoning them.
Oh, dear.
So when I discovered that family's problem, and I was standing on their roof, I was looking across the community around them, and I realized that the same situation that was giving that family a problem was extant or existing in hundreds of families.
I want you to hang on and tell me a little bit more about this, because it sounds like it sounds very similar to what happened with the trailers that the federal government put people in after Hurricane Katrina. I'm going to put you on hold, and we'll bring it back here, Tom, if you get a chance to stick with us. 800-259-9231. After Katrina, the federal government put hundreds of people in these trailers, and they started seeping formaldehyde or something very, very dangerous like that. We'll come back with more. You can bring up anything. It's Free Talk Live. Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Use the coupon code FTL, that's FTL as in Free Talk Live, and sign up at HostGator.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at HostGator.com host you.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Juicy Juice, creators of the Juicy Juice Brain Development and Juicy Juice Immunity Fruit Juice Beverages. For more information, visit us at juicyjuice.com. When it comes to staying healthy, the digestive system is a great place to start. It's 70% of the immune system. Look for kid-friendly foods that are high in fiber, like popcorn and yogurt. Prebiotic fiber helps the good bacteria in the gut flourish, while simple sugars like high-fructose corn syrup only help the bad, leading to bloating and discomfort. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
America is in deep, deep trouble because we don't know our rights. Let's get real freedom back into America by teaching and promoting the Bill of Rights with the 2010 Freedom Calendar. Why? Because our forefathers gave them to us. Because the Freedom Calendar is true patriotism in action. And because if you don't know your rights and use them, you may lose them. The Freedom Calendar is the best educational tool in over 200 years. It shows in detail how to use your rights, how to answer any bureaucrat, how to use your guaranteed rights for true freedom. The Freedom Calendar is the easy way to learn the proper use and function of each of our rights and is perfect for homeschoolers, business promotions, and fundraisers. Order your Freedom Calendar now for just $15, and discounts are available for bulk orders. Call 651-771-5234. Again, 651-771-5234. The Freedom Calendar. Know your rights or lose them. Order now while supplies last. Call 651-771-5234 today.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hello. At OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
It's inspiring for many who are affected by the recent downturn of the economy.
I already knew a bit about foraging and edibles, but you take it to a whole new level.
A thousand thanks to you for all that great knowledge. It was empowering.
When I was in the Navy, I went through a couple of quick land survival classes.
Thank you for being an inspiration and for all the work that you do.
I really appreciate the depth and detail of the information.
Thank you so much.
Much love and respect to you from all of us here in the boonies.
Thanks again.
Knowledge is power, and that power brings peace.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at OfTheField.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and FreeTalkLive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You are invited to take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind. Toll free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Sam.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. And if you enjoy this program, you can shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. Just enter Amazon through that link, and Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. Start your shopping at amazon.freetalklive.com. As we continue here with Tom in Utah, Tom, you said you went out to a mobile home to consult with some people who were being threatened by the state to have their children taken away. You discovered they were being poisoned by their trailer, by the mobile home they were living in. Can you tell me more?
Yeah, that's right. what's really shocking, and by the way, while we're talking about this, if you're a producer, if you have a internet connection right there, I have all the video and photographs, the evidence up on a website called gassingamerica.com.
What kind of gases are you talking about?
Well, curiously, I was invited by a ex-sheriff of New Orleans, Jesse Finneran. He and a Becky Gillette from the Sierra Club actually began the investigation on the formaldehyde issue, you know, for the Katrina victims. And when they saw my website on this other issue, which is closely related to theirs, Jesse called me up and invited me to come and testify before a congressional hearing held in New Orleans on the formaldehyde issue.
Mm-hmm.
They had identified the formaldehyde because that's what they were looking for. But I came down there and I added another poison to the package. And what the poison, of course, was carbon monoxide. And I have to tell you a fact in the science. When you're producing carbon monoxide in a flame, you know, that's simply just a little bit shy of oxygen supply, if you have a high moisture environment at the same time, you're not only producing carbon monoxide, but you're producing its companion gas, formaldehyde. See, carbon monoxide is CO, formaldehyde is H2CO. That just simply means you have a portion of a water molecule bound with carbon monoxide, and that's formaldehyde. So they were rather taken back, you know, or impressed when I testified in that committee.
Now, why is it that this is happening in these trailers? Were they made poorly? Did the federal government contract with a slipshod company? Is it something that all manufactured homes suffer from, or what do you think?
Well, generally speaking, it's not so much an issue because the same materials that are used in manufacturing mobile and manufactured homes are basically the same material you'd use in the construction of an office or your own home. You know, if you've got paneling in your home, Boise Cascade doesn't roll out a special milling or lot for mobile homes or manufactured homes. They pretty much run out whatever, you know, they're running. What happened in the case of Katrina, though, was that there was a panic demand put on the manufacturing of mobile homes and these little camp trailers that they used initially.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of the material, since the United States was not geared up, I mean, it was running pretty much at its maximum ability anyway. So the story behind the Katrina camp trailers and the what they call the... Katrina cottages.
Go ahead.
The manufacturers, and by the way, here's a curiosity, the main controller or financier behind all the manufactured mobile home is Warren Buffett. So they struck deals with China, and China produced or provided a lot of the building materials for those trailers that were thrown together quickly for Katrina. So indeed, what the Sierra Club discovered through Jesse Finneran, or Sheriff Finneran, and Becky Gillette that had worked on that project, they did discover that, in fact, the panel board and the composite board, the materials used in those trailers for Katrina, were way beyond the limits of formaldehyde contamination.
So basically, because they were in a rush to get these trailers built, somebody didn't do the appropriate quality checking that would otherwise be done from some, you know, in any other situation where such a demand was being placed on them. So
yeah, and see, I don't fault China. I fault the American businessmen who work in China, and they get away with a lot of little tricks to save money.
Yeah, that's unfortunate.
And you know, we've had all kinds of problems with poisonings, you know, toys and so forth coming out of China. That's because the businessman will, you know, take advantage of the laxity of
well, not all businessmen will do that, but in many cases, what happens in this market, in the marketplace in America, is that a product won't make it to a market or to a product won't make it to a shelf like in a Walmart unless it has a seal of quality from an underwriter's laboratories or something like that. And it sounds to me like there was never an appropriate quality check on these products. And why would the federal government care about checking something like that? They aren't interested in protecting anybody. They're just interested in images and appearances. And I thank you for sharing that. What was your website again?
It's Gassing America, but I do want to put out a plea to all of my friends that have family or friends living in manufactured mobile homes, because the other issue, it's really important that people understand this. It has not been disclosed that this is a really egregious step by HUD made 33 years ago when they decided to violate all other regulatory wisdom. And they allowed what's called a dilution or a fresh air intake to be placed on the roof only 3 feet away from the furnace exhaust. And that's what I had disclosed or discovered was the cause of this family's poisoning.
Oh, my.
And this with this winter weather coming right now, and I know, you know, many areas right now are in very deep, hard cold. They are literally being poisoned as you and I speak, because of what I discovered. And what's really interesting, you know, and I don't want to beg any more time, but I do have to say this. I am so upset and disheartened by my own, with my own profession, because the same game that was played on the people in New Orleans is being played in this situation everywhere. In other words, when those people were placed in those units down in New Orleans, And thankfully, Jesse Finneran, my friend now, he was a sheriff, and so they asked him to be a placement officer for FEMA. When he started to walk into those units, he started to feel a burning of his eyes and discomfort. When his wife and him were put into a unit themselves, she went into seizures because she was highly sensitive. What's interesting is none of the medical community down there ever told raised a flag on this issue. And, you know, 4 years have gone by, and they're still refusing to assume any liability for not telling these people about this poisoning. And
the feds will never assume liability. That's not a surprise to me. It's a sad story. Are people still in those trailers?
Yes, they are.
God. Years later. I mean, that was back in 2005 when Hurricane Katrina.
At least they have a little more comfort because they know with what I taught them that the original formaldehyde that was in the materials should dissipate over an extended period of time.
Right. Now that you've been in there long enough being poisoned by the formaldehyde inhalation, it'll go away. Hey, thank you for the information tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. It's a sad story, and that's what happens when you count on the federal government to look after you.
Yeah, and what are the doctors going to do? Stand up and tell the federal government that you're poisoning these people? They'll run after their license and try and get rid of them. You can't speak out against these guys because they're a big gang.
This is, and I believe this entirely because a lot of these fire retardant materials and stuff they have, you know, they off gas over time. Mm-hmm. These brand new, you know, pieces of, you know, bits of furniture and things like that, that brand new smell, well, it's some of the stuff they've sprayed on there. It's chemicals, and it has
glue and stuff,
and it comes off over time. And you know, I've heard in my personal life people talking about, you know, I was sick to death, nearly dying. I was an older guy, mm-hmm. And it was from my new mattress. I went to sleep on the couch. I was fine.
That's crazy.
Not everybody's sensitive to the same things.
No, that's true.
I used to be very callous on these issues. Well, if I don't feel it, what's the problem?
Oh, right. You're right. There are different levels of sensitivity, and for most people, bringing a new piece of furniture in the house isn't going to do anything because your house does breathe to some extent. I mean, there's air transfer from the outside to the inside. But when you're actually in a trailer, a small enclosed space, and everything that's surrounding you is off-gassing, that doesn't sound very safe. 800-259-9231, especially for people that are sensitive to it. 1-800-259-9231. But if you want to look to the federal government to keep you safe, to keep you housed and fed and warm, you're going to end up, in many cases, dead. Because they just don't have the incentive to actually do protecting. They just want to look like they're protecting people. It's Free Talk Live, Hour 2's coming up. Bring Anthony.
It's time. Wake up. This is Just In Case You Care, and yeah, I'm talking to you. That's my booklet of truth for the people of America and a wake-up call for action to save our freedom. Get a copy for you and your friends at yahimtalkingtoyou.com and get involved with saving our country. That's yahimtalkingtoyou.com if you want to be part of the solution. Otherwise, just go back to sleep. You'll adjust to enslavement.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.